anxious about tomorrow. They are not struggling. They are not making effort. And yet life, when he said Father, it means the one life, the one consciousness. The life looks after them. If they can live like that, surely you can live in the same way, where you feel you are not struggling to survive or to make a living, but realize and are open to being lived by life, to be an expression of the one life, not a little entity trying to make it. And so life lives through you. How else could it be? And then, without the separation between me and life, fear comes to an end when that separation comes to an end between me and life. I am life. There isn't me and life. So work with the fear that's still there. Always bring acceptance to it. Don't make it into a problem. Don't try to figure out how to get rid of it. Be present with it. It's just like as if a dark cloud came into the room, or a thunder cloud, or whatever, and you just watch it. And then it wants to move into your mind. You watch it, no? Keep it where it is. It's here. And then it tries again. And the mind says, I don't understand this. Why am I so fearful? Never mind, just watch it.
Hello, thank you very much for your very enlightened teaching. But I have a question that awoke me at 3 a.m. this morning.
Oh.
And I'm hoping you might answer it so I'm not woken up again. It was triggered off by comments you made on presence. You mentioned about presence being connected with the feeling of our aliveness. And then you talked about feeling as you walk across the grass, perhaps, out in nature. And I wondered whether you think it has anything to do with a sense called the kinesthetic sense, which apparently means motion feeling, the feeling of motion, and how deeply presence is connected with the kinesthetic sense. And you also mentioned listening to silence, and I wondered, apparently there's a vestibular sense or proprioceptive sense in between the ears that senses movement against the eardrum. And I was wondering whether you think that the kinesthetic sense, the proprioceptive sense, is deeply rooted in our ability to sense our own presence, to tune into presence.
Thank you. And then what happened that night at 3 o'clock?
Did you
leave that thought and re-entered presence?
I re-entered presence, and then I felt that what I was feeling my own presence, but I then felt that what I was feeling was movement. And then my mind took over and said, well, presence is feeling motion.
Okay.
And then my presence was disturbed by the thought that it's feeling motion.
This is a good example. Before I look at the details of the question, I don't know if I can give an answer, but we'll see. The mind tries to understand what presence is, because that's what the mind does. The mind tries to figure things out, to work it out, to get a hold of it, to grasp it somehow, so that I can understand what presence really is. And unfortunately, it can't ever. It can only understand perhaps certain things about it. When the mind talks about presence through thought, you can talk about it. The most the mind can do is point to it. by saying this or that that sends you in the right direction. But it cannot understand what presence is. Because presence is the essence, for example, of Zen Buddhism. And this is why people study Zen for 20 or 30 years and still don't know what it is. This is why an otherwise extremely interesting writer, philosopher, Arthur Koestler, traveled, I believe, in the 50s to Japan to write a book about Zen Buddhism. He had a highly developed mind, so he interviewed the Zen monks and spent several months there. And finally he wrote a book which was not his best, probably his worst. Some of his books are very good, but very intellectual, but penetrating analysis of certain things. But he could never understand Zen at all, because he tried to understand it through the mind. And he finally came to the conclusion that it was absolute nonsense, with which the Zen monks were only too ready to agree. So that, yes, you're right, it's absolute nonsense, nonsense. And a great hindrance in the arising of presence is a developed mind like yours trying to figure out what it is and not being able to step beyond the stream of thinking into presence. Because presence is the cessation of thought without loss of consciousness. Now you have a definition. The cessation of thought without loss of consciousness. Wow. Where do you go from there? More thought? So that takes you to the edge. And whatever you say beyond that, it can only be more thought, but not the cessation of thought, not presence. The alertness that is